Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our guest, Carl Calabrese, looking at NY27 with Carl, the political strategist. Carl, you see this poll come out yesterday from Siena. I think a lot of people may be caught off guard. Even though a poll that was paid for by the Democrats said the race was a dead heat, when the Siena poll came out and showed a 3-point lead for Chris Collins, what were you thinking?
Well, I looked at the poll. I immediately went online and printed it out, the entire poll, including what's called the crosstabs, which really get into the weeds of different age groups and demographic groups and how they're feeling about this race. I was surprised. The methodology of the poll looks solid in terms of the sample size and the questions that were asked. A couple of things jumped out at me, though, when I really got into it. First of all, it's interesting. Collins is actually winning amongst women by 4 points. He and McMurray are essentially tied with independents and tied with men. But what really got me was Collins' problem right now is he's only got 63% of Republicans voting for him. McMurray's got 73% of Democrats. Frankly, both of those numbers are lower than they should be. But for Collins, with only 63% of Republicans, that's his problem. And the other question that got my attention was the generic question. What party would you like to see running Congress? Not what candidate are you going to vote for, but what party would you like to see in control? When you look at that, you've got a really strong majority, 56 to 38, saying Republicans over Democrats. So if Collins looking at the last 3 weeks, if I were running that campaign, that's where I'd be going. I'd be looking at getting more Republicans based on that argument that if it's important to keep Congress in control by Republicans, and to do that, you've got to elect Chris Collins. That's the big gap in this poll that I see right now.
You mentioned that, and then there's also this part that it was 1 in 8 people who said they would vote for Collins also said they didn't view him favorably. Will this election come down to people's will, whether or not their view of Collins can be overcome by their wants for Republicans to be in control of the House?
Well, I'll give you two words to answer that. Donald Trump. Donald Trump had unfavorable ratings from the first day he announced to the day of his election, and he still won. People can separate the person from policy in these races, and I think, again, if I were running that campaign, that's exactly where I'd be going, to talk about policy, to talk about why it's important the House stay in the Republican column, and how electing Chris Collins adds to that. But yeah, people can make that distinction.
Now, Carl, the money in the race is under scrutiny because finance reports were in just the other day. Does McMurray have to be careful where his money comes from now? Because it looks like he's going to get a lot of money from Democrats because the race is so close.
The Democrats across the country are awash with money now. Big money is coming in from all over, and it's not unusual that the vast majority of money coming into local races is coming from national organizations and national groups. Michael Bloomberg, George Soros, an environmental activist named Tom Steyer, Planned Parenthood, are all putting huge amounts of money into these congressional races, to the point where the Democrats have been able to expand their map, where originally they thought they could fight 30 key districts to swing Congress. They've now expanded that 30 to 60. And so going into the last 3 weeks of the race, there's no question Democrats have the advantage with money. Now, as I've said on your show and other shows many times, having money and spending it properly are two different things. Hillary Clinton outspent Donald Trump, by a big factor, but yet she still lost. So I've seen lots of campaigns that were very well funded and were just lavishing money on all kinds of activities lose on election day because They didn't understand their voter. They didn't have the right message, and they didn't connect that message to their voters and get them to the polls. So we'll have to see how that happens. But right now, there's no question that Mr. McMurray and Democrats across the country are seeing an inflow of money from all over, and that's certainly going to help their efforts.
You know, to Susan's point about where the money comes from, you know, so much is made by Democrats during the campaign, kind of starting with Bernie Sanders about, you know, we take small donations, none of these big donations from big companies or corporations or some of these super PACs. But when it comes down to it in the polls, people like that maybe on the campaign trail, but does it matter when people go to vote, you know, where that money comes from? Are people really looking at that when they pull the lever?
No, when you ask people what their top issues are that are going to decide an election, I have yet to see where campaign finance is in the top, you know, four or five or six. But it's interesting, though. You know, a good friend of mine in politics, when I first started off in politics, said to me, Carl, remember this rule. The beauty of politics is you never have to be consistent. It wasn't long ago that Democrats were screaming about the Supreme Court ruling called Citizens United and dark money and how money was going to pervert and destroy the system. I don't know about you guys, but I don't hear any such screaming this year.
Yeah, you're right. Let me ask you one more thing, Carl. With Chris Collins, you were talking about how he has to build on the argument, you know, to keep the Republicans in control. But does his strategy have to change from what he's doing with appearances and, you know, he's not meeting the media very often, only a couple of interviews that he's done, that kind of thing? What about a debate?
Well, if I were advising his campaign, I would look to finishing this campaign off with not just a negative message, but a more positive message to Republicans of why it's important to keep Chris Collins in that seat. Basically, along the theme of, you know, I vote like you would vote. If you were in Congress and you had these issues, you would vote this way, and I'm your vote for you. So I think going into the home stretch to close the deal and to close that gap with the Republican voter, he's got to tie in the importance of keeping the House Republican. He's got to talk about the booming economy. You know, I read an article the other day about campaign ads, and it was amazing how little Republicans are talking about this booming economy and their role in making that happen. And so, if I were advising a campaign, that's where I'd be looking to develop a message over the last 3 weeks.
All right, Carl, we appreciate the time. As always, that's Carl Calabrese joining us, talking a little bit about MY27, where the race goes from here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.